Everything changed when mankind mastered teleportation. The technology hadn't worked as intended. Instead of allowing humanity to beam across the stars, they found a new world, different from any they had seen before, and beyond their wildest imagination. They called this world God's Sanctuary, but it was far from a safe haven. There, all technology ceased to function, and humanity found itself stripped of the tools that had made it a galactic superpower. Left with nothing but their hands, the explorers that charted this bizarre realm could do nothing but cower from the horrific beasts that roamed and soared over the unfamiliar landscape. No guns, no bombs, no missiles. Nuclear weapons would fail to detonate, and aircraft lay useless on the ground. Human beings, so used to standing atop the food chain of countless planets, suddenly found themselves near the bottom in this brutal new world. But the human spirit is not so easily defeated. They relearn the old ways, knowledge from the depths of history, forging and fashioning handheld weapons for hunting and melee, and re-establishing schools to teach long-dead forms of hand-to-hand combat and martial arts. Blades and bows replaced guns and ships. They hunted the creatures of God's sanctuary and made the miraculous discovery. The flesh of their prey could increase their strength and evolve their bodies in ways their science could not explain. And with this evolution came an increase in lifespan. All of mankind reveled in the new potential of this wondrous power. Extended life had long evaded science. It was truly beyond humanity's wildest dreams. In the century that followed, more and more people entered this mystical realm, and gradually, humanity became familiar with its rules. They became accustomed to hunting its creatures and seeing their weak human bodies evolve as they consumed them. The more they evolved, the longer their lives would become. In theory, if a person could continue to evolve, they could live forever. If they could survive the hunts. Humanity instituted laws to govern access to God's sanctuary. You had to be at least 16 to enter, but these laws did not extend into the wilds of the sanctuary, where absolute freedom reigned. Within God's sanctuary, everything was legal. Theft, even murder, was fair game. It was the new Wild West, and in this new frontier, the weak perished, and the strongest thrived. Through strength or guile, a person could transcend their original form and become something new, something better. It was this potential of strength through evolution that brought people to the sanctuary. People with dreams of growing powerful. People like Olsen Hahn, who at present was seated in the mud and muck alongside a trickling stream. He was soaking wet, covered in sludge, and he heaved deep, exhausted breaths. In his left hand, he gripped tight a 6-inch blade, covered in an inky ooze. He looked as if he had just survived the fight of his life and slain one of the sanctuary's most savage beasts. In his other hand sat a big, fat bug, a black beetle, one of the sanctuary's most pathetic creatures. The beetles were, as far as Sen was aware, the weakest beings in the sanctuary. And they were the only ones that he had the strength to slay, which meant he was likely the second weakest and most pathetic creature in God's sanctuary. At least, that's what it felt like to him. He hacked away at the black beetle and muttered profanities at himself under his breath. Truthfully, to hunt a black beetle was hardly a hunt at all. This valley was filled with them, if you knew where to look, and it was a low-level beast with little offensive capability. He stared at the beetle, which twitched uncomfortably under his dull knife before he brought it down a final time. He repeated under his breath, "This better be worth something. This better be worth something." Olsen, or just Sen, as his father liked to call him, removed the insect's claws and pushed out of the tender white meat within. Without hesitating, he sucked the soft flesh from the severed claws, like eating a crab, and chewed. He swallowed it down and stood there, as if waiting for something to happen. But whatever it was, it didn't come. Annoyed, he continued to pull out the bitter flesh and chewed as fast as he could. Beetle juice dripped from his chin, and finally, the beast stopped twitching. Suddenly, a voice sounded in his mind. Black beetle killed. No beast soul gained. And when he swallowed, black beetle consumed. 0 Geno points gained. This was the voice that had appeared in his mind the moment he arrived in God's sanctuary. The same voice everyone hears. Or at least he hoped everyone else could hear it. And not that he was just hallucinating like a lunatic. The voice had excited him so much at first, but was now a constant reminder of his lowly status and losing struggle to improve. Sen groaned loudly and slammed the beetle carcass down in frustration.
Seriously? Nothing? After all that?
In his mind, Data appeared. Olsen Han! Unevolved. Status? None. Lifespan? 200 years. Required for evolution, 100 Geno points. Geno points total, 79. Sen nearly shook in frustration.
I've killed and eaten at least 30 of these disgusting things in a row, and I still haven't received a single Geno point.
He kicked the beetle into the stream and watched it float off. At this rate, I'll never finish my first evolution. Geno points. One of the two most miraculous discoveries in the sanctuary. It was these mysterious points that granted humanity increased lifespan, and they were the holy grail that attracted humanity into this dangerous world. The flesh of the creatures here was somehow imbued with them, and their potency reflected the power of the organism they came from. Along with beast souls, they were the most important discovery humanity had made since interstellar space travel. But as Sen had learned when consuming his last 30 black beetle meals, the number of Geno points one might receive after eating a beast's flesh seemed to be completely random. Devour one beetle and gain 2 Geno points. Devour another and receive 5. Yet another might net you none at all. And a new detail now occurred to him.
Oh God, if I eat too much of the same creature, I'll get nothing. I'm an idiot.
He had thought himself clever, following the creek that led to this secluded valley. Nobody else hunted in this area, and Sen believed that he had found the perfect spot to gather resources. The black beetles here were so weak that even Sen would be able to kill them. After all, he only had a dull knife. Things would be different if he was in possession of a beast soul, but these were beyond his reach. When someone killed a creature in the sanctuary, there was a chance that they would receive a beast soul, which would be unique to that kind of creature. There were many types of beast souls, but each reflected their source. They would allow their owner to summon a physical manifestation of the creature's power, an invaluable boon. Some would conjure a weapon, such as a sword or arrow, or durable armor. Some could even give humans the ability to transform their own bodies for a limited time, granting them increased strength, speed, or even flight. Needless to say, beast souls were incredibly important tools for those who sought to advance in God's sanctuary. But it was becoming clear that a creature as lowly as the black beetle wasn't going to drop a beast soul when defeated, which put Sen in a difficult position. He was from a poor family. In the outside world, that meant that they struggled to put food on the table. In God's sanctuary, the effects of poverty were magnified. Adventurers could use their wealth to purchase beast souls as soon as they passed through the teleporter. This is to say nothing of the martial arts, combat, and hunting training wealthy parents would purchase for their kids, which would give them a massive head start. The extent of Sen's combat training came from insufficient lessons he received in his standard public integrated compulsory education, which is where you ended up when you couldn't pay for a private program. And purchasing even a modest beast soul was miles out of Sen's reach. Without the means for proper martial training, beast souls, or even common man-made alloy weapons, Sen struggled through this low-level hunting with nothing but his shoddy blade and sheer force of will.
but his knife was already dulling, and, despite himself, his will was starting to wane. He had tried to hunt bigger game, attempting to take down a coppertooth panther. Even though the coppertooth was the weakest of the primitive-level creatures, it was still far too strong for him. The attempt nearly cost him his life, and he was forced to return home and heal for a month before he had enough strength to return. He still hadn't gotten rid of his slight limp. However, Sen was used to working with scant resources. Growing up in poverty on the planet Roka, he was no stranger to watching the wealthy flaunt their means and squander opportunities Sen could hardly dream of having himself. He learned from an early age that wealthy parents could buy you power, but they could not buy you the strength of character or intelligence to use it effectively or wisely.
"No way, I'm not going to give up that easy."
Shaking off his frustration, he stood and spotted the gleaming carcass of his latest kill bobbing in the water a few yards away. He ran and caught up to it, wading into the stream to catch the carcass and finish his meal. As he did, he noticed a flash of copper in the bushes at the far end of the stream. A coppertooth panther? Here? His heart began to pound, and he strengthened his grip on his knife.
"If I catch it off guard while it's drinking, there's a chance I can kill it. But if not..."
No, he pushed the thought from his mind. He began to creep towards the bushes, hoping the sound of the moving water would mask the sound of his steps. He approached the bushes and raised the old knife above his head. But before he could attack, another glint caught his eye. Several paces downstream.
"Oh no! Another coppertooth panther! I'm standing in between two beasts that could take my head clean off!"
Sen squinted and looked directly at the glinting light. It was different. Not copper, more of a golden hue. The bushes behind him shook, and when he turned back around, the coppertooth panther was actually walking away. So much for a surprise attack and a boatload of Geno points. Typical. He looked back at the golden light and finally saw what was causing the bright reflection. It was a beetle, crawling out of the creek. But this one was different from the others. It wasn't smooth and jet black. This one shone a brilliant gold. Its body was larger, as big as Sen's head, and its eyes were eerily crystal clear, like gems.
"It looks more like a statue than a living thing."
In his many months in God's sanctuary, Sen had killed countless black beetles and thought he knew everything about them. Their vision was poor and their hearing was very sensitive. If this golden one was similar to the normal black variants, it wouldn't notice him if he stood very still. As he stared at the strange beetle, it did something he didn't expect. It began to crawl towards him, almost like it was curious about him too. Sen held his breath and his knife, ready to strike. When it was in range, he leapt into action. He dove at the creature with a precision honed by countless beetle hunts and landed on the insect, using his left hand to flip the now thrashing bug while preparing to strike with a knife in his right. He got the beetle on its back and plunged the knife into its exposed golden belly, the white spot in between its plates where its armor was weakest. The beetle only struggled for a moment before Sen gave his knife a practiced twist and ended the creature's life. When its legs stopped twitching, the voice in Sen's mind sounded, but this time, the words were different. "Sacred blood beetle killed! Sacred blood beast soul gained!"
"What?"
Sen was stunned. Had he really just heard that? A sacred blood beetle with a sacred blood beast soul? Was that even possible? His pulse spiked as he realized that, after all this time, he finally caught a lucky break. And he suddenly became aware of his heartbeat. It pounded, like it was about to burst. And in that instant, everything went black. Sen passed out.